USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The latest on gas prices across the nation. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. American Petroleum Institute CEO Mike Summers believes a lot of the blame in the high gas prices falls on President Biden's shoulders.
A lot of this can be pinned on some bad policy decisions that were made at the very beginning of this administration. When you start the administration by cutting off access to the Keystone XL pipeline, banning permitting and leasing on federal lands, stopping development in ANWR, we should be all concerned about some of these policy choices that have been made. And we need to go back to a period of encouraging development of oil and natural gas in the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And America's first dog, as well as First Lady Jill Biden, are appearing in a video message promoting pets. It will air during tomorrow's Puppy Bowl, which of course airs on Animal Planet every Super Sunday, tomorrow starting at 2 Eastern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.